Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, it is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also in the Odyssey app, all over America. Take us wherever you go. Look outside. You see the sun coming up?
Oh, here comes the sun.
That means spring.
And I say, it's all right.
That's spring. Because all this fog, it's going to burn off. And then it's going to be beautiful.
I just posted a picture of that Sean Spires guy who ripped me off $600 when he was my personal trainer and never showed up. Well, I just posted a picture of him because somebody asked me to. This guy that listens to our show was helping him out.
Yeah.
He went out of town, and allegedly Sean went out to the airport and found his truck.
Holy moly.
How do you go out to the airport and find somebody's truck?
Without his permission?
Without his permission. He had his key fob.
Yeah.
And he walked. How do you walk around DIA with a key fob and just... blink, 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 blink.
That would take hours.
I park out there, and I can't even find my car.
I know.
And I'm the one that parked it.
I know, right?
I have to take a picture of the signs.
You do?
Well, yeah.
No, I remember Rabbit Tooie.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the rows, though. I mean, I have to take a picture of, like, G3.
Oh, that's why I'm Rabbit 2E.
Yeah.
So it's
so you go to the same spot every time.
Yeah, Rabbit Tooie.
Well, that's a good move.
Yeah, that's why I always remember that. But anyway, I can't imagine somebody going out with a key fob and just hitting the unlock button at every lot.
That's amazing to me because I don't know how you find the car out there.
Me either.
I couldn't even begin to know where to start to look for somebody's car.
I know. And so he took
off with
it.
It doesn't matter what airline you fly. I mean, I know it's either the east or west side.
Right.
But still, you're talking thousands of vehicles.
No, and both sides.
Yeah.
And you're just walking around. That's some desperation there. Yeah, but anyway.
So they're looking for the truck now?
They are. They're looking for the truck. And him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
So anyway, it wasn't just me. I don't know if that makes me happy or sad because I'm like.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is because I felt so stupid that I gave him upfront money.
Yeah.
You know, because I know better than that. But I thought that'll keep me motivated to go and train. If you pay somebody upfront to train, then you'll go because, you know.
You've already paid the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't get where people want to just rip other people off. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
All right, Pope Francis is in the hospital. Did you see
heard.
This? Yeah,
oh, pneumonia. Oh, my God, BJ, pneumonia. Guess what?
What?
I was duped. The Pope never wore a puffy jacket.
What?
Did you guys see that picture that went viral of him in a puffy jacket?
No.
I saw it.
It's not real. It's an AI.
What?
Even Elon Musk said
no. It's real.
No,
he was in a puffy jacket.
No,
I saw it. It was one of those German goose jackets.
No, it's fake.
That's what it looked like.
It's
fake.
No, that's real.
No,
he was in a puffy.
No way is a Pope going to wear that.
And you know what's funny is Elon Musk even said, nice coat. And it's not real. It was an AI image. We were duped.
Oh,
anyway, so he's in the hospital. Why?
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. That's not good.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
All right, let me get to this story real quick here. There's a guy in New York City that went to an auction, okay? And they were auctioning off a building. It's called the Flatiron Building. And it was being sold, and they went to auction. Well, the guy puts up the paddle, and he bids $190 million.
Wow.
He's been on the hook to pay $19 million as a down payment for the past couple of months. Yesterday was the deadline. They can't find the guy.
Really?
He's backed out. He's ghosted them. So they don't know what to do with this building. It's worth $190 million, or at least that's what he bid on this thing. And now they can't find the guy, which reminded me, the only reason I bring this story up is Jamie White. Okay, remember when you did this with that Twinkies lunchbox?
I did it with that, and I also did it at a PETA auction.
Oh, good for you. Oh, that's a... See, when you mentioned PETA a few minutes ago, yeah. I couldn't put the two together.
Yeah, I
so
told
it's two
you
different
story.
Ones.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. So,
all right, what's the PETA story
well,
again?
Well, remember the picture that you have with the cat between that woman's legs?
Yeah, I love that picture.
I got that at the PETA auction.
It's right over my fireplace in my house. There's this woman, she's naked, okay? And right between her legs is her kitty.
Yeah, it's a true story.
And it's a great conversation piece when people come over. It's a great... And Jamie bought this at an auction.
At the PETA auction.
Yeah, and gave it to me for Christmas.
So I'm walking, and this is just crazy. So we had some cocktails. I know that's like, what? You did? But Alina and myself had some cocktails in the car. Mm-hmm. Not, we weren't driving, obviously. And we were dropped off. And then as we were dropped off... This is the weirdest story. I can't even... It's so dumb. Brooke Shields was coming out, and I said, how was it? And she goes, you're not going to believe this. There's the most ridiculous picture in there on the planet of this naked, skinny guy.
Wait a minute. So, oh, a naked guy?
A naked, skinny guy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
All right, huge
picture.
I thought you were going to talk about the picture I have.
No.
I started to say, Brooke Shields talked about the picture that's hanging over my fireplace?
And I was like, what? And I didn't know really what she was talking about. And so Alina and I chuckled, blah, blah, blah. And we go in, and it is the grossest picture because this guy is so scrawny and so pale, and it's a gigantic picture, and it's gross. I mean, and he's naked. So I thought it'd be funny to buy it for Brooke Shields, right?
Right.
And so I put my paddle up, and I got it for like $5,000. But then I realized I don't know where Brooke Shields lives.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
how are you going to get it to her? Right.
And is this even funny? I don't even, it's something like, I think this is alcohol. Like, I don't think this is even going to be funny. And so then I picked.
Well, it's funny. The way you've planned it in your head, it's funny.
Yeah.
But being able to execute it is a problem.
It's going to be a huge problem.
To pay it off. Yeah.
Right. And to get it home.
Yeah.
Once the car service comes back to get us. This picture is gigantic. And we're going to have to put it on the roof.
Yeah, you're not going to strap it to the roof.
Right. And so I'm like, what am I doing? And then Alina's like, bloody hell, this is the dumbest thing you ever done. And so, I mean, she's from Iran or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, like, oh my God. So I bought yours, the one I gave you,
yeah,
right?
The woman and her kitty.
Yeah. And then after that, then I raised my paddle for the gigantic one. And then we took off. Because I was like, I don't want that thing.
I can't blame you for that,
yeah,
though.
So you made a run for it.
I did.
And you won the auction, but you made a run for it.
Because I was like,
what now, is that
thinking?
Illegal?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I didn't sign anything.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
They just gave me
they
a paddle.
They just go to the next person, right?
They didn't register my paddle or anything.
Yeah, but I would think that it's borderline illegal, I would guess. I don't know.
A little bit of fraud, man.
I don't know.
Who likes PETA anyway?
I will tell you, though, the picture Jamie gave me, it's this woman. She's got her legs kind of open, and there's a cat. And man, this woman has one of the prettiest kitties you've ever seen in your life.
What are you
and
doing?
It's right there over the top of my fireplace.
You know, you should look up.
Frog loves that picture,
by
the way.
I bet.
You should look up the artist and see if it's worth anything.
I should look it up.
Yeah. Because it was.
Do you remember how much you paid for it?
I think it was like $500. So you
I'd sell that in a heartbeat. Oh, yeah.
You should look it up.
Yeah, I should look it up.
Because, I mean, who knows? It might be like...
All right, the other story is
like
this.
Like a Picasso now.
Back, I don't know, several years ago, 5-6 years ago, there was this whole thing about Twinkies going away, okay? Which, by the way, they never did. They
no,
never
they
went away. Mm-hmm. That crap was worth nothing then. It's worth nothing now. But they had all these auctions of things that had Twinkies on it. The logo, the pictures, and everything else. And so they had a lunchbox on eBay. And it was a Twinkies lunchbox that people were bidding on. And Jamie was the highest bidder. $5,000. $5,000.
Well, I'd never been a part of eBay and the auction thing, and I got caught up in it.
You got a bidding war going.
I couldn't stop, BJ.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop.
And you won it at $5,000. This guy finally bailed out. It was between you and another dude, right? And this thing was so huge, folks, at the time, that it made CNN. That's right. CNN had a story about a Denver woman that paid $5,000 for a Twinkies lunchbox. Well, then Jamie ghosted him.
Well, I wasn't planning on actually spending that.
But
I just got caught up in the moment of auction. You know, like, oh, he outbid me by a dollar, and so then I go another dollar, and I've never done eBay, and so it was so exciting, just the rush of trying to.
You wanted to win.
Well, I didn't actually want to.
Oh.
I don't know. I got caught up in the moment, and it's a weird thing. It's like a problem. And then when he bailed out, I was like, no, I don't want that.
Well, you got in competition with that dude, and you were not going to let him win.
I don't know
what I'm bidding on, but you're not going to win, you sucker. And that's how it happened. He jacked it on up there, and then you went over the top of him with $5,000. Hey, Spadil, do me a favor.
Okay.
Look up a Twinkies lunchbox real quick on eBay. Let's just say that if Jamie had paid her $5,000, what that lunchbox would be worth today.
Because I'm not allowed on eBay anymore.
No, you're banned.
They ban me.
Good. They should ban you.
I know, right?
We don't need people like you on there. All right, what do you got?
I see one that's listed for $20.
Oh. See, it was a good move that I bailed.
Yeah.
It was a good move that I bailed out that.
$15 here.
Oh, that's a bargain.
Jamie, if you remember, the hype during that thing was that these lunch boxes would be worth $15,000 to $20,000 at some point.
I remember. Yeah, that's what I was like, okay, let's go.
Oh man.
$15 now. I made the right move.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie here. Welcome to a Thursday. Opening day for baseball, by the way. Although the Rockies aren't in town, they're on the road, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're in San Diego,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, tonight they play, I guess. I thought the game was in the afternoon, but I think they moved it. Oh, by the way, speaking of,
what? Are you talking to yourself?
Yeah. No, I made a note here. I got to inform you that I will not be here on Monday, November 6th.
Okay.
Just go ahead and put that in your
calendar. All right, why is that?
I got my tickets yesterday for John Mayer in Utah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you did?
That's exciting.
Can I talk about this for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
My wife.
Loves John Mayer.
She loves John.
I mean, like, loves.
My God, she'd dump me in a heartbeat
for
John
sure.
Mayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not jealous about that at all.
Well, it's John Mayer.
Yeah.
I mean,
boy,
he's much better looking than you.
Yeah, much better. Much more talented than I am. More money.
Yeah, all of it.
He's got everything that I don't have. Yeah. Okay? He's got everything. But, man. These people that travel around to see these acts, I don't know about you guys. You're a little loopy. I got to be honest. You're a little bit loopy. And I know I'm talking about my wife, but hey, that's the way I see it. You're a little loopy, okay? Now, John Mayer's going to be in town on Monday. Did you know that?
Here?
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah. No. April 3rd. He's right here at the, I still call it the Pepsi Center, but it's Ball Arena, right? So he's going to be down there. Then a week later, the 14th, I think it is, Friday night, Los Angeles.
Okay.
Ooh.
She's going? Yeah.
Wow.
By herself.
Oh, ballsy.
That's commitment.
I like it.
By herself.
Okay.
Flying out to Los Angeles, going to go see John Mayer.
All right.
Then, after that, I think 3 weeks later, Houston, Texas. John Mayer.
She's going there. She's going to Houston, too?
Houston, Texas.
Holy
to
crap.
See John Mayer. June 3rd, 4th, something like that. Detroit, Michigan.
She's going to that?
John Mayer.
Oh, my God.
Now, there might be something.
She really does like John Mayer.
And then Utah on November 5th or 6th, something like that.
John Mayer.
And this one, I've been asked to go.
Are you going?
Yeah, we bought the tickets last night.
Oh. Wait, you are going? I thought you were kidding.
No, she didn't feel
comfortable. You're going to miss work to go to John Mayer? Are you kidding me? Make up a different excuse for the boss.
John Mayer.
I would come up with something else.
Spadil, look up John Mayer in Salt Lake City, and you tell me. I think it's November 5th or 6th, something like that. But I know for a fact, tickets were bought last night. She bought them last night. They had a pre-sale last night.
Is that the finale?
So why do you have to go to that one?
I don't know. She just said, hey, I'm going to Utah.
I would feel more uncomfortable going alone in Los Angeles than alone in Salt Lake City.
Or Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
Jeepers, come on. You're going to Detroit to see John Mayer?
But she said comfortable in Salt Lake City. Have you ever been there? It's like,
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing happens there.
But people, she's got a friend that follows Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
For his shows. You know, a lot of people do that. I remember when people used to follow the new kids on, and probably some people still do.
Spadil
new kids,
somebody.
Backstreet Boys. Yeah. Spadil, who do you follow?
Dead and Company.
Who?
I followed Dead and Company around for like one summer. I went to a bunch of different shows.
So Dead and Company.
He knows the feeling.
It's the Grateful Dead, but John Mayer is the main singer now because Jerry Garcia is dead.
John Mayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, Spadil and Lisa have a lot in common.
No yeah, kidding.
All connected.
So is John Mayer good?
Yeah, he does really good on the songs that he's like meant to sing.
Huh. All right, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he has a killer Althea. He's really good at that song.
Yeah.
Or St. Stephen's. Really good at that one.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Body is a wonderland, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Look at that. All right. Well, anyway, I just want you to know that I'm going to Utah to see John Mayer in concert, and I'm so excited.
But listen, let's come up with something different. The boss is going to be like, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, because I've got to put this in on my. You got to go in there and put why you're going to be out.
Exactly.
And if I put John Mayer in Utah, I could lose my job. All right. Let me think. I know.
Okay.
Kidney transplant. How could they say no, Jamie?
They can't.
Or
female problems.
Female problems. Rehab.
Oh, right. Oh. Yes.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, there's a little mountain lion warning. Yeah.
Mountain lion?
Yeah. I guess in Woodland Park, you know, that's past like Colorado Springs or whatever. But here's what I'm telling you. I know that's far away from most of us. But what I'm telling you is it's because it's on a public path, like a hiking path, a hiking trail. And, you know, usually you don't see those suckers on hiking trails, right? Because, I mean, the hiking trail. And they're usually skittish. But this is a mom and her two cubs. Yee, that's scary.
Yeah, you don't mess with the babies.
I feel like that your wife just texted you.
Yeah.
Because you look apprehensive while you're looking at your phone. Yeah. Yeah. Did it go well?
No. I can't wait to go to Utah. I hear it's beautiful this time of year. Well, I mean, in November.
Well, November it is beautiful, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, I've only been to Utah once.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very impressed.
Well, they have great runs, so you guys should go skiing.
I don't run.
Yeah, ski runs.
Yeah.
Oh.
The slopes.
I don't ski.
Yes, you did. When I met you, you were a skier.
Yeah, that was one time.
Well,
I've not been back since.
Well, you can start.
It's not like I have a pass or anything.
I know, but you can just go. It's the weirdest thing. You go to the window in Salt Lake City, and you go, one place.
Yeah. They had when I went out there, at Salt Lake City, they had the weirdest drinking laws.
Yeah.
And that was back when I was actually consuming. But they had the weird laws. You had to buy, like, it was confusing. You had to buy memberships in just a regular bar. You go into it, you had to buy a membership.
I don't remember how it worked out.
I don't either.
I don't remember what we did.
But it was weird.
But it was like, it was almost like a separate door.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was detached. I don't know. It was like he said, it was weird.
That's what I remember.
What I remember from Salt Lake City is having a baby and it throwing up all over me.
Ugh. Yeah.
And that you lake, remember that first puke.
I do. Yeah, you do. And that lake they have out there, man, it's salty.
Huh.
Well, it is. It is nasty looking.
The
Great Salt Lake.
Yeah.
It's really nasty.
It's so nasty. Yeah. But yeah.
You can float in it, though. Do you know that?
No, I don't think you're allowed in it.
No, I mean, if you did get in it, you could float really good because salt water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're very buoyant in salt water.
Yep.
Thanks for the lesson.
Yep. Looking forward to Utah.
I went out there for that, what's the movie thing? You know, where they show different movies all the time? You go and watch them?
Oh, yeah, the film festival.
Film festival. That's what it's called. A film festival.
Yeah.
Went out there for that. All right, anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, are you in trouble? Is that why?
No. I smoothed it over.
Oh, you did just then?
Yeah.
Oh, because...
Always use that excuse. Honey, it's radio.
Oh, right.
It's radio.
Right.
We're just having some fun.
Sometimes that doesn't work out, though.
No, it doesn't.
No, sometimes...
They don't buy it.
Sometimes they don't buy it at all. Mm-mm. At all. You know what, though? I was thinking about how you said, like, people don't think we work and all that stuff. But you know what? I'm kind of if I was like Brie or Lisa or whatever, I would kind of be irritated that I had to work until like 7 o'clock at night and then I came home and you didn't get everything done. Because you are done at 10 a.m.
What the hell? Am I at home all of a sudden?
No.
Can't we just do tabloid trash and move on?
I'm just saying.
What
like,
the heck?
Because she works all day. I mean, she works all day.
You don't think I hear that every day?
Well, I was just thinking about it. It's like, it's kind of not fair. I mean, of course she should expect that she comes home and everything should be done.
No, I feel it because Bree's at home all day and I'm at home all day now. And I feel like secretly she judges me during the day on what I'm doing. Like
yeah,
if I'm
does.
Having lunch at the table and I'm watching TV, she's like, why aren't you doing something?
Yeah, we're done at 10.
Look, here's the truth. I do more in 4 hours than most people do in 12.
Really? Really?
Okay.
Really?
If you're headed to work right now and you're going to work all day and you're thinking, oh, he's sitting there just talking out his butt, you know, for 4 hours. No. You don't understand what I do behind the scenes. I do more than 4 hours than anyone listening to the show does in 12 hours. I work my ass off.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, if they just had a camera that followed me around all day,
really?
You would see. You would see.
You need a documentary.
You know what? They don't pay me enough.
Really? Sometimes you do stand up. That's a lot. When you have to go to the bathroom. Oh, by the way, how's your prostate?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah,
good.
The doctor. I got a good clean bill of health.
Yeah, because you were peeing a lot. You're
peeing a lot. He told me to back off the iced tea.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't
he
the
said,
prostate.
You're drinking too much iced tea.
Got
and
it.
I said, okay.
Well, that's
I'll
good
back
news.
It down. Yeah.
And did he, you know, tingle, tingle, tingle?
The one finger discount?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And?
It's so uncomfortable. It is, because you know it's coming.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It's
no.
just so uncomfortable. Yeah. And here's what I don't like.
Is it, though, really?
Well, I know for people like Spadilla it's not, but for me it is.
What was that?
What?
Why?
I feel that.
Wow.
What
did
I
say?
Did I say something?
I was
all right, listen,
participating,
listen.
And then
no,
I get slammed.
You're doing nothing. That was not
here's,
even okay.
Guys, come on now. Get over it. Listen. Here's the part I don't like is when they continue to try to make conversation as they're doing it.
Oh.
It's just uncomfortable because, you know, you're in the middle of a sentence. And, oh, yeah. No, well, no, I haven't played golf in a while.
How about that weather?
They talk to you?
Yeah.
They don't just moan?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm used to.
No. All right, this is ridiculous. Come on, let's
okay,
just
right,
get
okay,
through this
right,
tabloid
okay,
trash.
All right,
let's move on.
Okay, all right. Hey,
come on, we're going to be in trouble.
Why? How?
Because our boss is going to get mad
he's
at
out of
us.
Town.
Yeah, he's not listening.
He's out of town.
He's got that Odyssey app.
Yeah, but
man, it's a good app.
Listen, he's not going to be listening. He's
right.
Like, bye.
Yeah.
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 Never mind.
Yeah. Right. He's it's fine. This is listen. We're just having fodder. About fingers.
Finger fodder.
Finger fodder. Yeah, remember I mapped it out for this hour.
Yeah. Just right here on the sheet. Finger fodder.
Very calculated.
7:40.
Bam Margera, whatever his name is. Margera. He got arrested after causing a scene with his estranged wife. Man, he is not sober, is he?
Doesn't appear that way, does
no.
it? Now, was he drunk?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he was wasted.
They said Bam was drunk as a skunk, is what this says, and arrested after causing a scene at a restaurant where his ex-wife, Nicole, and their son, that's sad, and their five-year-old son, they were both...
What just happened?
You got a limp mic?
Well, it fell?
It just...
Oh, jeez.
Can't stay up.
Okay, it'll be fine.
Oh,
yeah.
There.
Hey, Spadil. We need the pliers.
We do need
I'll
something.
Forget
them. Okay. Yep. Anyway, and so he was arrested after causing a scene. Police tried to de-escalate the situation, but he was so drunk, Bam was, that they ended up arresting him and booking him. Because,
you know, he's on my list. Remember?
I know. Yeah. That's kind of a
when
sad
you
list.
Choose the people that's going to pass away during the year.
Yeah.
I got Bam.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
But that's a sad one. You know? Because he just cannot get it together. Wow, I sound different now. Ow! My God. I'll just talk on the side. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, thanks.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.